The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Samach Tes. Gemara Menachas Daf Samach Tes Mit Beis says, Boi Reb Zeira, Zeira Klerde Shailo, Chitim Shiyordu Ba'ovim, Mahu. What is the halacha of chitin, of wheat, Shiyordu Ba'ovim, that rained down, that came down from the clouds? And the Gemara says, what's the Shailo? What do I want to use these chitim for? So the Gemara says, for Menachas, if I want to take this wheat and grind it and turn it into flour for a mincha, why not? If it's wheat, chitim a wheat, a kosher, the flour that's made from wheat is kosher for a mincha. El l'shtei alechem. The question is, can I use the wheat, this wheat that came from the clouds? We'll soon see what that means. Can I use this wheat for the shtei alechem, use it to turn into flour, and use it for the shtei alechem, which is the special bread that was brought together with the kvasim, with the sheep on Shavuos? It was a special carbon, and this carbon is what allows allows one to bring the chadash, the new tvua that grew that year, as a carbon. We know that one is not allowed to eat chadash until after the second day of Pesach, when you bring the carbon omer. But afterwards you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon until you bring the shtei alechem. So this carbon of shtei alechem needs to be wheat. So what's the halacha of chitim shiyordu ba'avim? What's the shiloh? The Torah says that the wheat has to come from your dwelling place. It has to come from the ground. Obviously, it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. It can't come from Chutz La'aretz. But this wheat came from the clouds. It didn't come from Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, it's not a problem with Moshe Veseichem. It is considered Moshe Veseichem. Maybe it has to come specifically from your dwelling places and the place where you live, and not from the clouds. People do not live in the clouds. Therefore, it does not, it's no good, and the Gemara does not have a resolution to the Shiloh, and Ramachmer, and the Rambam says that it's a Seikah Dedina, it's a Suffolk, and therefore one needs to be Machmer. What is exactly Chitim Shiyordu Ba'ovim? What exactly is this? So there's a Machloikis over here between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says that the case is that the wheat was in a boat, it was on the water, and there was some sort of a hurricane or some sort of tornado that threw up the wheat. It went in all the way up into the sky, into the clouds, and then it landed, then it rained down, it came down and landed in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Is that considered, this kind of wheat, is that considered a kiyum of the Pasuk Moshe Veseichem? So Taisa says he doesn't understand where did this wheat come from? It came from a boat, but when the wheat that went onto the boat, where did it grow? If it grew in Chutz La'aretz, so it's obviously not Moshe Veseichem. And if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, so then why wouldn't it be considered Moshe Veseichem? Just because it went up into the sky and then it came back down, why should that be considered a problem? So Taisa says a different shot. Taisa says Chitim She'ordu Ba'ovim does not refer to wheat that grew from the ground. Chitim She'ordu Ba'ovim refers to wheat that was created al derech nes. It was a nes happened, and the wheat was created from something else, and it came down from the sky, and there was wheat that came al derech nes. So the shaila of the Gemara is, what's the shaila? The shaila is, since the wheat was created in Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't have to physically grow from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that would be considered Moshe Veseichem, that it came from Eretz Yisrael. Or do we say no? Do we say that the Torah specified the chitim that have to come in Moshe Veseichem, this wheat specifically has to be wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael? You have to grow in Eretz Yisrael, so then that the wheat that was created in Eretz Yisrael is not enough to be considered Moshe Veseichem, and therefore it would not be kosher for the shtei alechem. Now, from Tosis we see that the Gemara's only question was if wheat that was created by derech nes, that did not grow from the ground, the only question is if it's good for the shtei alechem or not. But the Gemara says clearly that to use it for a regular carbon mincha, it's 100% fine. That means since it has all the chemical properties of wheat, it physically looks like wheat and it tastes like wheat and it has all the properties of wheat, you can grind it into flour and make it into bread. Therefore, the Gemara has no problem using this kind of wheat as a as the flour for a carbon mincha. The only shaila of the Gemara is this considered mimay shvei seichem? Now, this lechayra is a big kasha, because there's a big discussion in halacha, in the Paiskim, what is the halacha of things that were created b'derech neis? What's the halachic status of food or other substances that were created b'derech neis, and now they have the consistency and they have the texture of a certain object? Do we consider them to be that object, or do we say, no, since it didn't come about in the normal fashion, so then it's a new entity? The Shlo in Parshas Vayeshev discusses what is the halachic status of an animal that was created al pi sefer yitzira. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's a certain way, there's a certain sefer called sefer yitzira, and when somebody learns this sefer, the sefer yitzira, he has the ability to create different things. And the Gemara says, in fact, that there were certain amiruim that had the ability to learn the sefer, and they would be able to create an animal. So the Shlo wants to know, what's the halacha of an animal that was created, like they say, for Yetzirah? It wasn't born from another animal. It was created, but now it has all the characteristics of an animal. It has all the limbs of an animal, has all the organs of an animal. So we know that in order to eat a behemoth, requires shechita. It requires simonim. It has to have the simonim of a behemoth. If it doesn't have the simonim, then it's not a behemoth tohira. It's a behemoth tamea, and you're not allowed to eat it. So the Shlo wants to know, is this considered to be a behemoth, and therefore it has to chew its cud, has to have split hooves, and then in order to eat it, requires one to perform a shechita? Or do we say, no, this is not an animal. It might look like an animal, it might taste like an animal, but it does not have the halachic status of an animal, even though it physically looks like an animal, and therefore it would not require shechita. In fact, the Shlo writes that an animal that's created al-idei sefer yitzirah does not require shechita. It's not considered to be a real animal, and therefore it's not included in the halachas of a regular behemoth that requires shechita. So it would seem that this does not fit with the Gemara, the way Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. Because according to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying that the wheat that's yardu ba'avon that was created al-idei neis is considered wheat. In fact, there is a similar discussion regarding how to answer one of the ways that the Beis Yosef answers this famous question. Everybody knows is the famous kasha that the Beis Yosef asks. That we know that we keep 8 days of Chanukah. Why do we keep 8 days of Chanukah? Because they had a fountain of oil to light for one day, and there was an ace. It lasted 8 days. So the Beis Yosef asks, so if that's the case, then if there was enough oil to last for one day, then really the Nes was only 7 days. The Nes was not 8 days. So why do we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah? We should only celebrate 7 days, because the Nes only took place over 7 days. The Nes did not take place over 8 days. So one of the Beis Yosef discusses different answers. It has different suggestions. One of the suggestions that the Beis Yosef says is it's possible that the cup refilled itself, or the flask of oil refilled itself, that they poured it out and it emptied, and the flask was empty. And the next morning they came that it was refilled. Or the Beis Yosef suggests that the oil didn't burn. So even the first day, they poured the oil into the cup, and they came the next morning and they saw there was the same amount of oil in the cup. So therefore, there was an ace. An ace took place even on the first day. So it was brought down in the name of Rechaim Soloveitchik. Rechaim was not so happy with his teretz. Why? What's wrong with his teretz? So Rechaim said that if this is the case, that they had oil and they poured the oil and the oil got burned up, and really this is new oil that was created derech neis, so that's not shemen zayis. The Torah says that if you want the oil that has to be used for the menorah, you can't just use any oil. You have to use oil that was pressed out of an olive, and this oil wasn't pressed out of an olive. It's not oil that came from an olive. It was the oil that was created derech neis. Now, if you learn like our Tosfos seems to say that the wheat that's created derech neis has the properties of wheat. So if the oil was created derech neis, so why shouldn't it, if the texture, the physical property, the chemical properties are like oil, like olive oil, so why should we not consider this olive oil? So why would, where is there a place for Reb Chaim's kasha? Chayr is seen from Stephen Tice that it's not a problem. Maybe we could suggest that it's not exactly the same because oil is not something that occurs naturally. Oil, the Torah says you're supposed to take an olive and press at the oil. What would be the halacha? What would Taisa say if we created flour? We didn't create wheat. The flour, Aidei Nes, we created flour. So maybe the halacha is the flour has to come from wheat. So when you created wheat, so the wheat is considered chitin. That's considered halachically a chita. So therefore, when you take it and you grind it, you created flour. But if you create flour, the flour has to come from wheat, just like the oil has to come from the olive, and that would not be considered, just like that would not be considered Shemen Zayis, quite possibly that would not be considered flour from that would be kosher for a mincha, flour that would be definitely not be kosher for the shtei alechem. So one of the other mar mekaymes that's brought legabi this is there's a radak in his pirush to melachim beis perik dan alocha zayin. It's a well known story. One of the nisim that was performed by the navi Elisha was that he was a certain almana didn't have enough money to repay her debts. And Elisha said they should take a flask of oil, borrow as many containers as they could, and start pouring. And the nace happened that as long as there was containers to pour the oil into, the oil continued to flow, and they were able to fill up many, many containers. So the Radak over there discusses, obviously this oil was created, was a nace. It was a nace that this oil expanded and was able to fill up all these containers. So this oil that was created with Derech Nace, the question the Radak has is, that we know that oil or all plants, all things that grow in Eretz Yisrael, chayiv in trumas u'maisers. In Chutz Laaretz, there's no chiyuv to separate trumas u'maisers, but everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv in trumas u'maisers. So olive oil, shemen zayis, that comes from olives, also is mechuyiv in trumas u'maisers. So the Radak wants to know what's the halacha of this particular oil that was created by Derech Nes, is that Chayiv in Trumas Maisis or not? It would seem this would be dependent upon our Shiloh. If it's considered Shemen Zayis, if it's considered regular, if it's considered has the actual properties, what's considered oil that it's olive oil, so then it would be Chayiv in Trumas Maisis. If we say that it's a Nes, it's something that was artificial, so then it would not be considered Shemen Zayis. It's not something that grew from the ground, so therefore it's not Chayiv in Trumas Maisis. In fact, the Radak says that since it's Shemen Shel Nes, it's not Chayiv in Maiser. It would seem that this would seem to be a proof to what you mentioned for Reb Chaim. We're going to split and say that that's all true. Our Gemara, according to Tais, is talking about Chitim, like we said before. And then we'll say maybe there's possibly a difference, that maybe the Shemen Zayis, that since it was olive oil that was created, not olives, the olives didn't come from oil, so then maybe we'll say that's not considered something that's an olive, that's not considered something that grew from the ground at all, and therefore it would not be Chayiv in Maiser. I saw a teretz to this kasha on the Radak that Rav Ezra Altshuler, who was the Mechaber of the Sefer Takanas Ezra, who lived about less than 100 years ago, he was Nifter in the 1930s, he was a Rav in Europe, Rabbi Ezra Altshuler says that it could be that the Radak doesn't mean to say that Shema is created by Derech Nes is not Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers. Could be really the Radak holds that the Shema that's created by Derech Nes is Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers. Why? Because what was the original oil? This oil that was poured into the old new containers, it came from an original flask of oil. That original oil, was that oil from Eretz Yisrael or was that oil from Chutz Laaretz? If that oil was from Eretz Yisrael, so then we can say yes, so then the oil that was created is also an extension. It's an expanded oil of Eretz Yisrael, so it's also Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers. But if we say that the Radak meant to say that the oil came from Chutz Laaretz, so then it's oil that came from Chutz Laaretz, that expanded, that was created, the Nes happened that it became bigger in Eretz Yisrael. So such a thing, where it didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, but it expanded in Eretz Yisrael, where Tosfos says, where the Nes was created, the Nes happened, that the Chidmer created in Eretz Yisrael, so that's Mamish, the Shiloh of Argim. That's the shaila. Is that as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, or is it not ki'ilu it grew in Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, the Radak says in such a case, we don't consider it to be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisers because we don't consider it as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8255. 888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.